Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings, everyone. Shalom. I will be giving a pause in honor of one John C. Abercrombie. Okay, blessings to all. The special pause was for a John C. Abercrombie, a member of Global Coalition. He was one of the founding members. And his ministry came on before mine, 7 p.m. every Thursday. And I honor him. He's no longer with us. He would give very good information to whomever. Now, I'm 75 years old, and I'm taking the information that he gave. I'm taking it to heart because it was given. And if we don't take what's given to us now, there'll be nothing for us later on, because there'd be no foundation, there would be no standard, and it'd just be like, nobody cares. Nobody really cares. But I thank God that I did get to know him and to meet him and to talk with him. He was very knowledgeable, and I thank God that he was in my life, part of my life. But to God be the glory. We take what we learn from him, and we use it to better ourselves and then pass it along to the next man for ourselves, because it won't do us any good. It will go to waste if we do not share it. Okay? All right. Okay. Welcome, New Beginnings Ambassador for Yeshua. Praise God. Now, this offers a platform for enlightening discussions centered around personal experiences, transformation, and finding purpose through the Spirit of the Most High. There's a focus on the teachings of Jehovah and the hope found in his word, God's word, Jehovah. His word is alive. It's not just words on a page or words that we hear through our ears and our brain. His words are life. And it's not necessarily that the entire Holy Bible speaks of him or is him speaking. No, it's for our learning. There are situations, circumstances, that we can use to live our life. We just weren't created or allowed life on this earth to do what we wanted to. There is a reason. Of course, we have free will, but there's an obligation. Truly, there is an obligation for each and every one of us, whether we know it or not. There's an obligation. You know, now whether you're seeking guidance, inspiration, or simply a sense of community, this ministry provides an opportunity to connect with this, a spiritual journey, like an awakening. You know, we pass information back and forth amongst ourselves, and whoever's listening, maybe here in this community or around the world. We're trying to be helpful through a creator, not through the government, not through the politicians, but through the word of God, as we understand it. Now, there's a number you can call if you want to be a part of conversations, or if there's some things that you'd like to comment on or get a comment on, or something that we can just put out there and discuss back and forth. We can come together. You know, I'm not necessarily a teacher, but I can give you what was given to me. Okay? And if there's something that you don't understand or something you need to know, you think you need to know, let's find the answers together. Okay? 646-668-8217. And again, 217. Praise God. Praise God. I have a quick prayer, and then getting to get started into the ministry. I didn't put a topic out. I'm not on Facebook that much. I used to be on kind of regular. I put out a topic, but it's just a little bit too much stuff. I don't want to clutter my brain. You know, there's some things on Facebook I like. You know, I reminisce pictures of New York and the airplanes. I got to think about the airplanes, but you know, sometimes I just have to cut that and put it aside and bring about something different, something new, by not even being on Facebook. Okay? All right. Now, let's have prayer. Okay. Most High God in heaven and in earth and underneath the earth, we honor you and we truly thank you for the time that you have given us. We thank you for allowing us as servants, Father God, to be able to work, Father God, and to do what we are able to do in this life. We thank you for that life, Father God. We thank you for health and strength. And we just thank you for giving us a mind to want to do the right thing. Because it comes to us, and we just have to understand and realize it's the right thing to do. And not to stop and think and say, Lord, I'm not sure. But you help us to do what we need to do. We truly thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you for those that are listening. We thank you for those that are following us on the Internet. As I said, here in our community and possibly around the world, we thank God for you to bless and to keep us in this world as it is. It's very, very wicked, and asking you to watch over and keep us safe, Father God. Keep us safe. And we give you the praise, glorify in your name. By Christ Jesus, we pray, amen. Amen and amen. Okay? All right. Tonight, I didn't have a topic, but something's coming up, and I'm reaching over here. I am reaching over here. Okay. Probably what I'm putting out there is probably something I've been through and want to give you, not necessarily a direction, but to just let you know how God evolves through a situation, you know. Okay. And sometimes I tend to want to jump the gun. You know, I can't wait. You know, I'm in a rush. In a rush for what? You know, ain't going nowhere. I'll be in the same place, God willing, tomorrow. So, and what it was that financing, going through some financial issues, couldn't wait for God to step in and see us through. And it's like, Lord, you know we need this now, and, you know, I want my cake and eat it too. You know, just like a little hard-headed kid. And I had to wait anyway. There was no way that I could do anything about the situation, but wait on the Lord. And I grew strength in how to wait, you know, how to go about waiting. And it benefited me a whole lot. And I thank God. I thank him for his spirit that allowed me to go through them changes. It really helped me to build my patience. And it helped me to build my hope and the spiritual realm, you know, and not on man. Man will say, well, oh, I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see you next week. And man's on another, he's on another level, you know. And it's like, well, man, you disappointed me. I look for you to do this and do that. But I understand that I call myself serving the Creator. I call myself serving the Creator. And every now and then, it's not that I'm unsure who I'm serving, but it's just that the enemy steps in when we're weak, and he just caught me up. He caught me up, and I came to my senses. I told myself, wait a minute, something's not right here. And it wasn't right. And I prayed, and I said, Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes to exactly what's going on. All I had to do is just wait a little while and understand that God's time is not my time. And my time is not God's time. God does not exist in time. I do. And when the fullness of time came, now this was about, wow, how many months? It seemed like it was years. But I realized and understood that I have to get on another level. I cannot stay on this level where I've been stuck for a moment because of issues that I go through, issues of this life. And I truly have to understand that. This is life. Nobody's picking on me. These things are coming down the pipe for me. Other people are going through the same issues, or, you know, somewhat different, but we're all going through. And we're being blessed if we do it the right way. Going through, giving God the praise, and keeping it moving. And I truly thank him for allowing me to get to another level financially and to give me something that I needed to help me along. You know, I just can't keep existing day by day and hoping for something better. God's given me what I need. I just have to put it to use. I just have to put it to good use. And I just thank him for that. I do. I thank him for that. And it came to me. It came to me, not necessarily in scripture, but it was scriptural disobedience. I wasn't doing what I should have been doing in the beginning, and that way I wouldn't have been stressing or going through any changes to just take my time. There's no rush. Read the scripture, pray, treat the next man right, work for the kingdom, you know, and things, not necessarily what happened for me, but it'd be a new day. And what I had to do was confess. There was some stuff in my way I just had to confess. Well, Lord, this is going on over here. And I took my focus off of you and the job and, you know, the clients on the job and my family. And so, like I said, it's almost like a little kid, you know, crying. It's to learn to stand up and become a man. And not just be a human being going through life thinking there's nothing better but to go to work, come home, you know, have dinner, lay back and chill, you know, and that's it. No, but it's a growing, it's a process. I'm finding it out more and more as I learn that learning, I have to get that understanding, you know. Understanding is very, very important. We can, you know, I can read all day and quote this and talk about that. If I don't understand, it's useless, you know. There's no need for this. I'm just useless in what I'm saying and doing. And no one's going to benefit, not even myself. So it's a learning process for me. It is a learning process. I want to learn. I want to understand what I'm learning. You know, but then, too, I have to be careful for what I ask for because it will be put on my plate. And if I don't like vegetables, I'm not eating vegetables, even though they are good for me, you know. But, hey, there are some decisions that we have to make. Sometimes we think that they're hurting. We're hurting ourselves. No, we're making ourselves better. We are making ourselves a lot better. And I'm kind of thankful to be in this position where I am. It's not that I have a little title. That means nothing. That means nothing. You know, people, they want me to be, well, so-and-so, they were a deacon. You know, they did this. No, I'm not them. And whatever they were, that was them. I have to learn myself. I just have to get into me. I have to get myself to that particular position, and then God, he'll do the rest. You know, I just keep using my head, doing what's right. And it's almost like what Jesus' mother told them at the wedding. She said, whatsoever he says to you, do it. You know? We just have to do what we need to do. Okay, all right, and not use those idle words. Let me read that real quick. Matthew 12:36-37. I'm going to read that real quick, and then I'm going to open the mic. Miss Margaret is on this evening. I'm going to see if she has something she wants to speak on, or if there's something that she needs to put out there. Okay, all right. Now this was Matthew. Excuse me. All right, we got Matthew here. That's chapter 12. No, come on, stop playing. Matthew 12, verses 36 and 37. All right, okay, let's get this up here. All righty. Okay, here we go. 37, okay, all right. But I say unto you, that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of judgment. For by thy words thou shalt be justified, and by thy words thou shalt be condemned. So, you know, we need to be careful. The word is put out there for us to, we can't say, well, I didn't know. Now, hey, if we call ourselves reading scripture, we'll get there eventually, and we'll come across certain things in scripture that we should know or should have known, and this lets us know right here. Idle words. We need to make conversations count for the good, not just kicking it with my boy, you know. That's not going to get us anywhere. If anything, it just might get us held back. I'm not looking to be held back, no. But idle words, you know. We need to be positive in what we speak and helpful in any kind of way with information that we have, and not just putting anything out there in the air, because what goes around comes around, right? And I know how that goes. Okay. Good evening, Miss Margaret. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Pretty good for Thursday. I really haven't had a day off in 2 weeks. We had missionary convention Saturday and Sunday. Tired. I laid down, had a little dinner, and laid down, and I said, well, I'll do what I got to do, you know, and whatever happens after that happens after that, you know. So I've gotten some strength to speak, and I thank God for that, because at first it was like I didn't want to do nothing. And I said, well, it's an obligation I have. I can rest later, not during the time of the ministry, okay? So I'm here and doing fairly well right about now. I got a smile on my face. I'm sweating a little bit, but I'm good. God's good. He's good. He is good.
He's more than good.
Yeah, he got that right.
Hey, so what you were saying.
Huh?
Everything's going pretty good. I had a roommate that got deathly sick. She got septic. So I would pray for her.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
Yeah, she's a frail little lady. She's in her late 70s.
Mm-hmm.
She looks to be maybe about 85 pounds. Maybe a good 85 pounds, but that's about it.
Mm. My goodness, wow.
She's a tiny little something.
Yeah, and her name?
Her name is Carol.
Kim?
Carol. Carol.
Oh, Carol. Okay, Carol. Uh-huh. Okay. We'll call her.
She's got some 3 daughters.
Uh-huh, yeah. Well, I'll tell you what, you can lead the prayer right now. We'll call her name out in prayer right now. There's no need to wait. You know, we can pray for her right now. If she needs to prayer. We can go to God
prayer.
Right now.
I mean, she is on her last drink. So,
yeah.
I tell you, precious, glorious, my true love, I come to you from all the fun of health. Thinking again, thanks for being on this podcast with Deacon, and thank you for my space. Thank you for his space. Thank you for letting him have this opportunity to reach out to everyone. We come in prayer for Carol. Carol is in need of your help, your touch, and your favor, my love. I want you to touch her. I know that it is your will to what happens to her. But my Lord, touch her girl and help them through each and everything, because it's going to be hard on them. So I want you to touch them in a mighty way. My Lord, touch each and everyone on the line, each and everyone that's hearing through the phone or through the tablets or through the iPad or through the actual computer. I want you to touch them. Be with them and show them the way. That something that we say will benefit somebody. That somebody will come to you from what we tell to them about you. So strengthen us to be able to be proficient, to be essential, to be knowing, and to be a blessed to you, my love, because we love you and we want to do your will, your way. It is your time, not our time. But it's truly your time. So, my love, I need you to cover us. Each and every one of us, cover us completely under your blood. Cover us completely and don't leave nothing out. My love, I love you, and I thank you so much for your glory. I thank you so much for your grace. And I truly thank you for your mercy. And I adore you for favor. Thank you, my love. Yes, I pray in your mighty name. Amen. 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 Glory, my love.
Great. Praise God. Praise God. Yes, we you know, we have an opportunity to pray for some. We need to just go ahead and do what we do right then. As I can remember, I've asked people, I need you to pray for me. You know, but I learned. If there's an opportunity right then, we pray right then. And then I also learned to ask those. It's not necessarily to pray for you. Let's pray together. We can pray for people, but if they pray along with us, that helps mostly. because they're involved in the prayer, praying for what their need is. And we're just helping them to get the prayer through. A lot of times people want us to pray for them. Yeah, a lot of people want us to pray for them because they don't want to do it themselves. And they think, oh, he's a praying person. I ask him, he'll get a prayer through. It doesn't work like that, at least not that I know of. You know, not that I know of. It's all things are done in God's time. But if we're sincere, and there is definitely a need sometimes, people to join in the prayer. It's for them. Let me have me pray for you. What you doing? You know, you might be sucking back some suds or something, or burning one. That's not going to do you any good. So we'll do it together. You know, that should give strength for that particular prayer. It should give strength. You know, it should. I got a couple of scriptures here. One's in the Old Testament, and one's in the New Testament. So I'm just going to quote them right quick. Mm-hmm. So to let people know that the healing is there. You know, the healing is there. I learned that myself. The healing is there.
We know that
prophetically. Yeah, the healing is already there. It's in the spiritual realm. And people get themselves in a position. And God, he'll deliver. He will deliver. You know, he will deliver. Okay, the first one is Isaiah 53:5. Okay. Now, but he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. That's because he went to the cross for us. Those stripes he took, that stuff is for us, you know. And it says, the word tells us, with his stripes we are healed, you know. Not like we will be healed, but we are healed. Now, the other one is 1 Peter 2. 1 Peter 2:24. 1 Peter 2:24, all right? And it's good to hold on to these things because, you know, I really didn't think that the word was that powerful until I saw it actually growing, you know? And it's not just about going to church either, you know? It's not. Okay. Now, this tells us, again, here, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we, being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Now, see, we've been told we are healed and we were healed. And it's not necessarily, I don't think it's that God is going to heal everybody the same. Some people don't get a healing. Very few, I'm thinking. Some don't get a healing. But there's something better for them. God has something better for them. They just have to go through and just hold on. That I can see. Just hold on and keep his trust or their trust and hope in the living God. You know? He created us, and he knows what we need. And therefore, we can't do it for ourselves. We can't heal ourselves. You know? We couldn't even die for nobody. I know I couldn't. No, and I couldn't. I wouldn't want to give my son up. I wouldn't want to give my son up for sins I did or sins somebody else did. No, you know. But we need to be thankful that we do have opportunity. You know, every day we have opportunity for the riches of God. you know, his spirit, his righteousness, an opportunity for everlasting life, the tree of life, to see him as he is, to see God as he is. He's a spirit and not a human being, you know. And we'll see Jesus as he is, and he has a glorified body, you know. This is something here. I don't know. I used to think I wanted to see Adam so I can scold him, you know what I'm saying, and tell him, look what you got up into, you know, but there's no need for that. There's no need for that, no. Just to keep it moving and make sure I get there myself, you know, and not to want to do anything when I get there, because my mind's going to be cleared up. None of that stuff is going to be there in my head and in my mouth. No, in my heart, oh, I don't think so, because the word says no sin will enter in. So if I don't cleanse myself now before and try to stay that way, because I can't do it all in one day. Can't do it all in one day. No. And it's not about me. It's not about me. It's about helping the next person in line to get what they get, where they need to go, get what they need, the help that I can give them, and not necessarily just run out there and be a fool and give up everything that God has blessed you with. He gives you overflow of blessings so you can share with somebody. Some people put somebody in your life that you'll share blessings with. Somebody in the grocery line, you know, they ain't got enough money to pay for their stuff, and you see they're struggling. It's like, you know, come on, y'all, get up out of the way. I got somewhere to go, you know. But we look at it a different way. We didn't get ours. We got ours by being blessed through God. A job, he blessed us to go to work. He blessed us with a fairly good retirement check, you know. He blessed us with family members who are gracious and kind with the finances, you know. So we have to share in this stuff. We truly have to share in it. Yeah. Okay. Anything else, Margaret?
Okay. Well, I just want to reiterate to you that we have the most perfect union with my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
We are his, and he will direct and guide us through each and every day. We can come to him and talk to him, questions on the Bible, on the scriptures, and he will direct us. So he is our first and foremost source for the Holy Word. But
to
get there to study and to ask questions, he's waiting for everybody to come to him in honesty, in perfection, to know that we are working for his purpose, not our own. It's not for our agenda. It's for his agenda. I mean, people will go to him because, well, I'm going to get blessed with a new car. I'm going to get blessed with a new house. Oh, I'm going to win the lottery.
Right.
I mean, that's why that's why people turn. Come on, Lord, you can call them. Thank you to others. Prosperity, everything is prosperity, prosperity. But people are not telling people that you cannot sin. There is a heaven. There is definitely a hell. I mean, they're leaving all this out.
Yeah.
I've seen on Facebook, on YouTube. Well, no, it was on Facebook. Yeah, it was posted on YouTube. But it was on Facebook. This was Church Hill Winston, where they were playing some secular music, up there dancing and shaking their butts. I'm like, seriously? You bring the whole entire world inside your church? Which is a church, it looked like a club. That's what it looked like. It looked like something I seen on the movies, the better club.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It angered me. It truly angered me.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because, I mean, you can't be straight on the fence saying that you're going to do this, that, and the other, and go still go to heaven. That's not working. But so many people are not preaching the absolute truth. They're not telling about sin. They're not telling about heaven and hell. They're not telling about the disparities of life. They're just talking about, well, you pay your tithes, you give your offering, you will be blessed.
Yeah.
Then I gave him the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And I'm speaking truth. They're just making sure that people will pay the tithes so they can have an offering and they can have money.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I am appalled with it.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can break down if they want to, but not me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, you know, I got to the point, I had to learn as I came along, I had to learn that some things are for me, some things are not for me. So the scripture tells us that even with Israel, when God wanted Israel to be his people, he told them, he said, come out from among them and be ye separate. And that started with Abraham. Now, see, Abraham, and see, he's only human, you know, and we make the same kind of small mistake. And I always say it's the small things that trip us up. It's not the tree blocking the road. It's not that big tree blocking the road. It's that splinter in your finger that's it's driving you up the wall because you can't see it. You're digging, and you can't get it out. It's the small things. And so like with Abraham, he left his father's people. He left the land. He was on his way. But that small thing that he did, he shouldn't have done in the first place. He thought he was doing the right thing, but it was completely wrong. He took Lot with him. God did not tell him to take nobody but him and what he had. And when he took Lot, he ran into all kind of problems. All kinds of issues. And then when he separated from Lot, things started to get better. So we have to, like I said, we have to get to a certain point to where we can understand what God is trying to tell us. And if we don't, we just wait. He'll let us know some kind of way or other. And then we move, because sometimes you move a little too quickly, like I did on the finance thing. You know, I wanted to move without waiting on him to let me know which way. And I got to the point to where it was almost like this loan company. They were sending me offers in the mail. And a couple of times they sent me a check. They said, all you got to do is sign that check. So it's like, I can't wait. You know, the money is right here, right now. It's an offer. All I got to do is sign this check, and I'm off and running. And see, it was not God's intention that I get caught up in that, because that interest would have piled up over the years. You know what I'm saying? It wouldn't have took a year.
Oh, yeah.
It probably 5 or 6 years to pay the interest off. And see, that would have gotten me into a worse position than I was in the first place. So I thought, and I said, well, Lord, the money is right there. All I got to do is cash a check, use this money. But I suffered through. And I realized, I said, wait a minute. This is a trick of the enemy. Because if I go and cash this check, that interest, and I noticed that the interest rates are going up on all kind of stuff. You know, interest rates on this, interest rates on that, and nothing dropping. So the payments, they wouldn't be like $20 or $30 a month, you know what I'm saying? But what, maybe $200-$300 a month, which I definitely didn't have. But it was for me to wait and be patient, waited on God, and when the time came, guess what, y'all? I got a $900 bonus. From work, $900 bonus from work, and I did my taxes, and the federal government owes me $800. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God. You know, I thank God that I waited. You know, I waited. I was in a rush for myself. I wanted my cake and eat it too. But something told me, and it was more like the Spirit of God. to be. It wasn't the spirit of the devil, you know. And here I got this money.
Yeah.
It's interest-free. And I just thank God, you know, and had time to think about what to use this for, the right thing, what was more important first, and then how to invest a few dollars, you know what I'm saying, and not just leave it laying around because they'll take part of this and invest it, and they can build itself as time goes on, and then there will be no more thoughts about borrowing money, you know. We would have it on investment somewhere in the bank or somewhere, you know. But God, you know, we listen to God, and that's why I say with Abraham, when I finally realized what was going on with Abraham, I said, that's right. God didn't tell Abraham to take no relatives. He told him to go himself. Abraham felt that he was taking Lot, you know, going to take care of him because he's a young man, this and that, whatever else. But it was almost his downfall. It was almost because he was living in that city. He was living outside the walls of the city. Sodom. Outside the walls. And it's like, okay, you know, I realized, and I thank God for that too, that we can take one line of scripture and we can study that thing for the longest, you know? And I'm getting more and more into this thing of wanting to understand and not to just know something, because just to know it and not be able to use it in the proper way is just a waste. It's just me filling my head with useless stuff, you know, that I have to get rid of spring cleaning. So why should I set myself up to do work later on when I can do what I need to do in the beginning? Just stop and take my time. No rush. I lived in New York once upon a time, and I would ask people, why are people in such a rush to get all this stuff done when they got plenty of time? And I said to myself, I said, what's after life? People are rushing to die, you know, instead of taking their time to look in the sky, you know, look around, speak to somebody. Well, in New York, you know, hey, every now and then you might speak to somebody, and, you know, they're going to look at you kind of funny, but at least you're doing what you should do, you know. Take your time and enjoy life, because we're just going through this thing one time. We're not going to be able to get rid of no wrinkles. We're not going to be able to get no everlasting cream. You know, there ain't no pills for living no extra 5 and 10 years. No, that's not going to work. So we need to make the best of what we got, whatever it is, you know, whatever it is. But we put God first and let him lead and guide us to do what we need to do. And I truly thank him for the finances. I tell you, I rode to work this morning. I didn't say nothing. I'm usually praising God, giving some hallelujahs. I'm listening to these preachers giving messages. And this morning, it's like I'm just quiet the whole way to work, quiet the whole way to work, you know. And it'll sink in that I did learn my lesson. It was a good lesson to learn, too, about finances and what we really need finances for. That's the first thing, you know what I'm saying? And it's not to take that hour and a half ride going to a produce market up in the mountains. And it's not about giving a waitress a good tip when you go to that restaurant, spending $40 or $50, you know, for a meal. Then you come home and you fix your sandwich a couple hours later. You know what I'm saying? You're still hungry, you know. But thank God. I thank God for this this ministry, you know. I thank God for this ministry. and then again, as I had mentioned earlier, I gave space to honor Mr. John C. Abercrombie, who did come on. He has his podcast before mine, 7 p.m. And I believe he was a founder of a Global Coalition, I believe it was. He was just a good man. He had good information, not just for us, his people. He had good information for everybody, everybody. And he tried to gear that information towards the young people. And I can say this, young people or whoever is listening, you can go online, Pound Talking Drums, I think it's Block Talk Radio, Crown Talk and Drum. Go on the website, and you should be able to go back in time and his programs. They have been, I can't even think of the name of it now. all of our programs, of course, they are, saved. They are saved in the system, and you can go back. You can go back pretty far because I went back. It took me a moment. I went all the way back to the beginning and listened to some shows, podcasts from the very beginning, and you can pick up on some of his information, some of his speakings, Mr. John C. Abercrombie. Honoring him again, once again, I thank God that I did get to meet him in person, and it's just, knowledgeable, had that wisdom, and he's an understanding kind of guy, understanding, you know, and I honor him once again, giving him one more minute. Another minute to honor him. And to God be the glory, I think. Just thank God that I got to meet him.
That is so, that's so awesome. I'm so sorry that he passed away.
Yes,
he's been
yes.
sick for a while.
Well, I'm going to give him a moment of silence, okay? I was kind of let down a little bit. My wife and I, we try to do a little bit of missionary work, not necessarily going out on the street corners or nothing, but going to visit people and to help them out in their homes if they need help, but mainly just go to visit and to give them hope, and let them know that someone cares. Someone cares. We never did get these. I think we had the opportunity, but we didn't take advantage of it. And before too long, we didn't have an opportunity at all. And we missed that. I was kind of hurt behind that, but God knows. He knows. And again, I just thank God for having had to meet him and speak with him and just talk. He enjoyed talking. Yeah. Okay, I'm going to ask, we have another caller on the air. I'm going to see if he would have anything at all to say. He's a friend of mine. He's a member of our church. He and I, we do several things at the church. Fix up, this and that needed. Brother Nate, would you like to just say good evening or hello?
Good evening, bro. You know me. I'm always listening.
I understand. But I have to give you opportunity every once in a while, just to say something. It's not that we got certain people on the air or we're talking about a certain thing that might affect you, but it's just for you to acknowledge that you're here. Okay? All right, and it's not about me. No, it's not about me. It's knowing that someone is listening, and you may be able to get something from it. It's not for me to say, but I thank God that you're listening. You're your faithful caller. And looking forward, real quick, your friend Guy came by and did what he had to do for me, so I'll see him again Saturday. Okay?
Right.
He came by here and said he was
going to your house on Saturday, so
hope nothing
changes.
Yes. Yeah, hopefully not, because we need this done, you know, okay?
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Well, God willing, I'll see you Sunday morning, Sunday school, God willing.
Oh, yes.
All
right,
okay,
y'all have,
bro. You
have a good
night,
bro.
Yes, sir, you too. Okay, Miss Margaret, is there anything else you'd like to pass by us?
No, I just want to tell everybody to know that to trust, depend, and lean on my Lord, because he is the true source of every single thing we need.
Mm-hmm.
He
mm-hmm.
will come to you quickly, and he will do whatever you need done. The thing we have to do is call out to him. My mercy, my love, my Lord, please come and help me. I need you, and he'll be right there. Oh, thank you, sir. Come here with me, my love. And he will be right there with you. He will not forsake you. He will not leave you.
No, he won't.
But he wants you to be obedient. He wants you to be faithful. He wants you to be true. Let me quickly tell you about one of my friends. He told her last year that he was looking at her, and she's still running her mouth. I told her the other day, I said, you got to stop this. I said, my Lord is taking and looking at you, so you need to stop doing this mess that you're doing. I heard her and I all cut them. And I told her, Matthew, where he says, what goes in the man does not defile him, but what comes out, what comes in defiles you, because it's not right. So I told her, I said, my Lord told you, through me, when he was praying for you, when I was praying for you, he came through and told you to trust him. And she, I don't know why she refused to. I don't know what's wrong with her, but she will not heed. Then she could run her mouth. Why are you talking to this person? Why are you talking to that person? I mean, he don't want all that. When he even say he's looking at you, he's not looking at anybody else. When he got his mindset on you, it's for you and your life. He does not want you to be disobedient or to be rude or to get angry because somebody tells you that you know is full of the Holy Ghost, that you know is serving the Lord completely, tells you that my Lord is looking at you. So you have to take heed and know that if he looks at you, calm down, change your ways, amend your ways. That's all it takes, is to take in and amend who you are and go for him and stop being all for yourself, because we can't live for ourselves. We need him for every single breath.
Yes, that's right. No man is an island.
They try to but they're not.
Yeah, we all have to have someone, whether we like them or not, we all have to have someone in our life. That's the reason why God created Eve, because he saw that Adam was lonely. And so God created something that was compatible to Adam, because Adam, he named all the animals, but he didn't see anything that was compatible to him. And I thank God for that, you know, because if Adam, you know, I'm thinking if Adam would have been a little dim, he could have chose one of those animals to be his mate, you know. And I'm so thankful that Adam was created. He was created in the likeness of God. So he did have that knowledge. He had that understanding too, you know, and it's a good thing that it's a good thing what he started to do, but he messed it up and he got us out of his sweat to make money and to make way for our families and stuff, but that's okay. That's okay, yeah. I want to read the scripture real quick, 1 Timothy 2. 1 Timothy 2, starting at 1. King James Version. 1 Timothy 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be testified in due time. And I truly thank God for that. That was 1 Timothy 1 through 6. Okay? Now, we're about out of time, so we have a quick prayer. Thank you, Lord God, Most High God in heaven and in earth. We honor you and truly thank you for the time you've given us. Thank you for your words, Lord. Thank you for the camaraderie, Lord God. Thank you for your spirit. We give you praise, glorify your name, and honor you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. 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 Shalom, all.
Shalom.
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 Shalom.